and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Keith, the boss of the beach at WVETonlineradio.com. Well, we made it. It's another day and a good day. Of course, we're in paradise somewhere on the west coast of Florida. And we want to say thank you to all of those who are here. I want to give a special shout out, of course, to our friends at Bay Pines VA Health System, Miss Anna Hancock and her team. They're having big meetings. But this is our special show because Memorial Day is the one day out of the year that we know veterans are truly recognized. So this is a veteran recognition show. And I want everybody to know that we do appreciate all of those who tune in and listen. Of course, this is WVETonlineradio.com. And the show is Voice for Veterans. My name is Keith, the boss of the beach. And I have Miss Angela B with us today. And we're going to take care of all of our relations when it comes to our veterans. And I know we do a lot of work with our teams over there at American Veterans Alliance Society for Hispanic Veterans. And I especially want to give a shout out to our other friends, and that is Wounded Warriors. They were in St. Pete Clearwater this weekend and did a wonderful event out at one of the hotels on the beach. And one of the gentlemen that they highlighted was somebody that I got a chance to meet a few years ago, and he's got his own wheelchair, and it stands up, and he has the tractor wheels like a tank on it, and he can go over rocks. And he did it because he wanted to continue to hunt with his friends. So I want to say thank you to our good friends at Wounded Warriors, because they have stepped up many times. And if you don't go to Wounded Warriors Project, you may not know what they've done. But we here at WVET want to acknowledge them in a special way, especially this weekend, Memorial Weekend. We have a lot to do today and a lot to talk about. So I want you to stay with us. I'm going to say one other thing before I go. Education. And guess what? St. Pete College has a veteran service department. If you go to University of South Florida, Tampa, they have an exceptional veterans relationship over there. So let's think about education on this Memorial Day as we all salute our fallen soldiers, because they left us behind. And we're here to take care of those who are here. Come on back. Go get yourself a little sandwich or something, and we'll be right back. I'm going to tell you something about the Peace Warrior. Oh, you never heard of them, you're going to hear about them now. Be right back. American Veterans Alliance, WVETonlineradio.com.
Trying to reintegrate back in society was the hard process, harder than I thought it would be. My name is Tito Ramos. I served in the Marine Corps from 2006 to 2011.
I was in the U.S. Army for 7 years, and I was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan.
I am a United States Marine. I served in Iraq from 2006 through 2007.
I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I served from 2002 to 2012, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Three tours in Iraq and two tours in Afghanistan.
I served in the Marine Corps from 1999 to 2004.
I'm currently serving in the United States Air Force. I've served five tours overseas, one to Kuwait, three to Afghanistan, and one to Africa. I joined right out of 18. I grew up in LA, you know, not a pretty good neighborhood. For me, it was joining the military was sort of an outlet just to get out of that situation.
I wanted to serve. I wanted to serve this country, a country that has given me and my family so much, especially being a son of immigrants to the U.S. It really meant a lot.
It also gave me a way to grow up, learn, see who I was, and challenge myself, really.
These are people that come from all different walks of life.
They're all part of a team. We're all a family.
It's a beautiful, multicultural mix of people who come together and love and support each other and, you know, fight sometimes to the death with each other. One thing I learned the most from my deployment experiences is that, you know, like, you have a voice. Everyone has a voice, and you have a responsibility to speak your truth.
Realizing that the world did not really necessarily revolve around America. Everyone had their own cultures.
I learned that it's tough on families. It's really tough to just get up and be away for, you know, anywhere from 3 months to a year.
Getting out of the military is very, very hard. I don't care if you serve 4 years or 40 years in the military. It is a very, very hard transition.
Hardest thing about returning to civilian life, especially coming back from a deployment, I mean, just the adjustment period. You know, when you deploy, you sort of have to detach yourself from everything. But, you know, when you return, you know, it's kind of jumping back into that mode. It's sometimes not easy to do.
Another lady at work walked up and said, "Oh, are you going to go all sergeant on us?" I was like, what do you mean? Like, yes, I was a sergeant. I don't understand what you mean. Yeah, are you going to go just start yelling at people and hitting us? I was like, why would I do that? Like, that makes no sense. Like, they don't understand. Yes, I was in the Marines. But no, I don't bring it all back with me. I'm not, even in the Marines, I didn't just yell at people. I'm an adult. I just don't do that.
I still don't sleep. I get maybe 2 to 3 hours of good sleep a night. Screams never go away.
At times it feels like, oh, you were in the military, you know, you're not as smart as other people, or, you know, you've experienced these things, so you must be broken.
Give them some time. They're always going to be hyper-vigilant. Help them use that internal energy and move it towards a very positive goal. Short-term goals. You set short-term goals, and you start completing those one at a time, and then you realize, holy crap, I just graduated from Cal.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's taken me a little while to get back a new person that I had got a chance to meet with in the last week. His name is Adam. And he has turned me on to something that all of our veterans need to know, and especially on Memorial Weekend. I want to say hello to Adam. He's with Changing the Future Outcome. Adam, good morning.
Well, good morning, Keith. Thank you for having me on your show. Really great to be here to speak to the veterans among you that are listening in today. You know, my grandfather fought in World War II, and so I have a soft spot for anybody that's, you know, laid down and sacrificed the way that you all have.
Well, this Memorial Weekend is the one weekend out of the year that we can say what we believe, what we feel, all for our veterans, because those who have fallen, we stand for today. And it's people like you, Adam, who, no matter what, stand for your grandfather, stand for your nieces and nephews, and stand for the veterans in your community and those who have fallen. So we really appreciate what you say and what you do. And I got involved with you with the Changing the Future Outcome. I just love the name. Tell us a little bit about your commitment to making things better for our veterans and all of those who are friends of veterans, family of veterans, and as well as those brats that are children of veterans.
Well, I certainly will, Keith. Again, it's really great to be here. CTFO is what we call our company. Yes, Changing the Future Outcome of what? Of your health and also your wealth, a couple of things that we offer. But one of the things that really sets us apart, you know, we're a company that's now around 6 years old, and we've been helping a lot of people with a lot of different health issues. And in your community, you know, some of the big things that people are dealing with, of course, are pain and inflammation. That's usually chronic in a lot of cases, but also PTSD and different kinds of mood and challenges like that. And we offer some products in the CBD space that are very unique in the marketplace. We have some patented technologies that have enabled us to isolate the raw forms of the hemp plant, CBDA, for instance, and also CBGA, both different cannabinoids. The acid forms, these raw forms, however, they are about 1,000 times more potent than just the average CBD you find in the marketplace. So they act as a natural COX-2 inhibitor for pain and inflammation, and they work really, really quickly. We have a couple of products. One is a tincture you put under your tongue. Another was a topical that you roll on to the affected area as a, you know, something that you can do as, you know, on your joints and your muscles and places that affect you topically. You know, but it's so much safer than the opioids and the things that people are getting addicted to and having challenges with. And, you know, it's just really nice to offer something that's natural and safe and effective. And if it can bring your pain down from a 8 or 9 down to a 3 or a 4 and do that without any side effects, it's a home run. Another product that we offer, and by the way, that's called, those products are called Super 1000. That's the tincture. And then we have the 10X Pure Gold Roll-On, which is the roll-on. And people just rave about those.
Well, those are the things that we need to know. And I do have an interview coming later today with a good friend out there at Bay Pines Health System. And we're all looking now for ways to augment what has traditionally been just opioids. And now there's a whole movement to remove the complete dependence on opioids. And what you're telling me now is that you have something else that our veterans can look at and find a way to maybe see if it helps them out in their situation. We
Absolutely.
Really do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Next time, get one of your guys who get there, because I know a couple of your team members are veterans, and let us talk about it so I can talk directly to one of them and have them get on the phone with another veteran or one of our hospitals or our locations down here in St. Pete so that they can get the full benefit of what this product and this time and this generation has to offer our new veterans. Adam, thank you for taking the time to call me. I'll be giving out everybody how to get in touch with the CTF relationship and see what we can do to help make sure some of our veterans get away from opioids with something better for their body.
Well, thank you, Keith. Again, appreciate being on the show and looking forward to introduce you to some of our veteran friends who are getting great results.
Many blessings and thank you. Enjoy your Memorial Day and find one flag, if nothing, and find a cemetery and stick it in the ground. Fair enough?
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Over and out, ladies and gentlemen. That was Adam. He's a very good guy and has spent a lot of time creating something that he believes in that not only is an asset for all of us as a product, but it's a bigger asset because entrepreneurship is the way of the future. Corporations come and go, but entrepreneurs stay for the rest of the show. Be right back. Another piece of the adventure coming alive.
When you meet someone you think might be a veteran, ask, did you serve in the military? Which branch? What job did you do in the military? The military is a complicated culture, and you do not have to know a lot of details about the military in order to show some military cultural awareness to bridge that gap between yourself and the veterans in your life. We hope this course has taught you a few important things that veterans want you to know. We're not all soldiers. The reserves are a vital part of the military. Not everyone in the military is infantry. There are hundreds of specific jobs people perform. Leadership is very important, and veterans have a heightened sense of responsibility for and to others. We are always on duty. We take pride in our appearance and our conduct. We did not all kill someone, and those who have do not want to talk about it. We do not all have PTSD. Those of us who do have an invisible wound are not dangerous and not violent. It's really hard for us to ask for help. We're used to putting others and the mission before ourselves. Our military service changed us. That change is permanent, and that's okay. We all differ in how much we identify with the military after we leave active duty. Our families served with us. Military families have some of the most challenging jobs in the world. We would die for each other and for our country. We've all made this sacrifice for one reason, to serve something more important than ourselves. Thank you so much for taking the time to take this course. I hope that this was helpful in better understanding military culture and our nation's veterans. On behalf of them all, thank you.
Well, we made it back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say thank you very much. And this is my moment just to again thank 96.7 and, of course, St. Pete Radio for picking us up in the St. Petersburg area. We want to give a special shout out today to our good friends over there at Charlie Chris's office, Gresham Faulkner and his team of people, and especially Charlie Chris on this holiday. Hopefully we can get them on the air to say thank you to Florida. But if we don't, we know in their heart it is always thank you to Florida. Guess what? I found somebody who said, I'm going to make a commitment, and he's done it. This man has done something that we all were wishing for, and he calls it continue the mission. Greg Cummings, please say hello, and let's talk about continuing the mission on this month, which we know is Veterans Appreciation Month, and we're going to end it with Memorial Day. Greg Cummings, good morning and good afternoon and good day.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good day to you, too. I really appreciate you having me on.
Greg, thank you. I just want to ask one question. Tell us a little bit about why continue the mission is needed right now and what you're doing to make sure we continue the mission.
Well, the main aspect, the main driving force of continue the mission is trying to provide something that not only all Americans should relate to and
yes,
to get to know, but 100% to develop something to bring down the stresses of our warfighters that come back from combat. And right now we are facing, you know, everybody hears 22 a day, and I think it's down to 20 a day, but one is too many veteran suicides across this country. So as a combat vet myself, I just started thinking, what can I do to help? There's nobody out there that can fix the problem completely.
That's
and
right.
Nor can continue the mission. However, what continuemission.net has done is identify one of the largest stressors for vets is finding enough resources. The VA, depending on which state you're in, which city the VA is in, whether it's good, bad, or horrible, and quite frankly, the resources only go so far. And so trying to find the right resources available to our vets is like a needle in a haystack. There are thousands upon thousands of people out there that claim that they're veteran resources. Some are just feel good websites. Others are just trying to make a buck off our vets and their situations. And it's just horrible. And it's just hard. And then once you do find one, you got to dig through their website and find out what it is exactly they got to offer. So we here at ContinueMission.net, we decided, let us do that work. Let us not only find and identify these resources, but then do complete, thorough assessments of them and put them in one place so our vets can have a one-stop shop. So that's what we did. Our fourth page, we have four pages, but our fourth page is our vet resources. And currently we have over 640 and counting veteran resources that are free to the veterans in 12 different categories.
Give me three of the categories.
Well, health would be one. You could have legal.
Yes.
Could be another one. Housing, employment, education. I mean, there's tons of them.
Yes, 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 indeed. Laura, and that education and housing too have always been a thorn that now we got a little help with.
Yes, without a doubt. And we got even two categories. One's unique opportunities to vets, and another one that people overlook, and some states don't even tell their vets that they have these perks. And like for example, the state of Iowa, for combat vets, you get a free lifetime hunting and fishing license in the state of Iowa if you're a combat vet. But they don't promote that. They don't go out and tell everybody that. You just got to stumble upon it and find out that that's there. So that's another thing.
You mean to tell me if I'm a hunter and I enjoy, and all of us hunters, I grew up in Alabama, and if you didn't have a pellet gun by six, then you wasn't in Alabama. Okay?
Yep.
We all came from hunting. If you live in a rural area in this town or even major cities, we all hunted. So I really appreciate that, because years ago I had a TV station in Iowa and nobody ever told me that. Okay?
Yeah.
So now if you're in anywhere in Minnesota, Kentucky, close to Iowa, and you want a free license, go register somewhere, get you an apartment in Iowa for a week and get yourself a hunting license and go every year because it's free.
Amen.
And if a veteran, that, you know, that's something, like you said, your resource catalog now. And I'm using the word catalog because I came out of the old days of Sears. Now we know it's all online. But
yes,
it is still a catalog. This
yes,
is a resource catalog, buddy.
Yep. And we got it split up per state. So if there's a state that you're living, you just click on that state and it'll show the resources that we currently have on the site for that state. And we're fairly new, so that's why there's only 640. It sounds like a lot, but you know, we're trying to make sure that we're looking in every single state in the nation to serve every vet that's served.
Tell us how to get in touch with you, Greg. What is your website or email? And all of our veterans know how to reach out to your resource.
Yes. Yeah. So it's continuethemission.net. Continuethemission.net. We have four pages on there. And it's the veteran resource page. There's a tab. You just click on that and they'll all pop up for you. There's something else that everyone
Please.
Needs to know. We do have a store on there, and 100% of all donations, 100% of every proceed purchase from the store goes right back into the website to serve the vets and to keep this alive. You'll see that we're not trying to make it rich. We're just trying to provide a service and as much as we can free to the vets as possible. And so if anybody out there wants to donate,
we're here to help. And I'll tell you that, and I'm gonna offer you something now. At least once a month, I need to do at least an update on your website, and we'll put it on the air. We will let them know that you're talking again to Greg Cummins. Once a month, he's here to offer you some of the new things they've added, depending on the state you're in, so that we can help keep this in the forefront, Greg, because this is something needed, because there's too many ways to navigate the internet, and it's not the same as it was in the old days.
Amen to that, brother. Amen
God
to that.
Bless you. Thank you so much for taking time. And don't forget, once a month, you'll be hearing from me, and we'll be talking at length. Many blessings and happy Memorial Day for you and all your family and friends. And don't forget, go stick a flag in the ground at some cemetery. Don't matter whose it is, it's the flag for all of us.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Charlie Mike.
Thank you. Charlie Mike, in and out. One more time, we had another good one, and this is Voice for Veterans, WVET, and of course, That was Mr. Greg Cummings. Don't forget, continue the mission. Another adventure on the road. Be right back. We're back for the final segment and something to do with Memorial Day. And I want to especially say thank you to Bay Pines VA Healthcare System. And I have on the phone Miss Anna Hancock. She's one of the integral people in that system and doing public relations and making sure administration is done. And she wants to thank everybody for their time coming there. And Anna, tell us what you're going to be doing for Memorial Weekend. Or Memorial Day.
Well, thank you, Keith, for having me. So we are excited to announce that we will be able to have a Memorial Day observance on Memorial Day, although unfortunately it has to be virtual this year. We're unable to do a personal in-person event. But with that said, we have a really fantastic keynote speaker planned, Major General Patrick D. Frank, United States Central Command Chief of Staff, yes, sir. And we're also going to welcome Mr. Mark Wilson from Fox 13 News. He'll be emceeing our program with several musical performances and highlights from community members.
Well, we definitely know how you all do it. And because I know so many good things that have happened over the years, I go way back when it was Bill Nelson and that group, but it's so many good things have changed at your location. Please give us a couple of positive reasons that if you have any problem, start with Bay Pines if you're in our area.
Absolutely, we do. It's hard to narrow down exactly what I can highlight in a short period of time, but I'll tell you what. So our healthcare providers and staff here are extremely, extremely working hard to make sure that we can offer COVID-19 vaccine to all of our veterans, all of the caregivers, all of the spouses, and we're number two in the nation right now for the amount of Johnson & Johnson vaccine administered, and that's in part due to the veteran support and the community members who are coming to our community sites and coming to our healthcare facilities to make sure that we can get them safe and vaccinated and have their family members vaccinated and protect each other. So right now, I would say, you know, we're concurrently running the hospital, providing operations, we're caring for our veterans who have COVID-19, and we're also trying to ensure that we bring vaccine to the communities where our veterans live and work.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for that, and I know you guys are busy with the holiday coming up, but again, I always tell people, if you can't do but one thing, find the flag, go to any cemetery, and stick it in the ground for those soldiers who have fallen, but maybe you didn't know them, but they stood for you anyway. Bay Pines VA Medical Healthcare System. And we're out there at 10,000 Bay Pines Boulevard, Bay Pines, Florida, somewhere around St. Pete and Largo and Pinellas Park. But if you get anywhere near those three, you will find Bay Pines. Anna, thank you so much, and you enjoy the rest of your holiday, and we will do this again.
Absolutely, Keith. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and 96.7 FM, St. Pete Radio, and of course, 24/7, WVETOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans. More to come. Great. Bye, Anna.
All right, Keith, thank you for your time.
Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, we just want to say thank you for tuning in today. This has been a wonderful show. Of course, this is Memorial Weekend show. And I want to say thank you. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And I'm coming to you from WVETOnlineRadio.com. And on Saturdays, tune in 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio. And a special Thursday, St. Pete Radio. Don't forget, tune in 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to WVETOnlineRadio.com. And as they say, good things come to those who wait, but just don't wait too late. Over and out. Tune in again. 24/7, WVETOnlineRadio.com.
Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.